This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim with JJ and Ed. We thank you for listening. We go back to Rebecca in Murfreesboro, North Carolina. Hey, Rebecca, answer, or both?
I'll try to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I want to try to answer the riddle with the six heads and whatever that riddle was.
Okay.
Yeah. You're a brave woman, Rebecca.
And a correct answer on this one means you will win a AFR travel mug. Okay?
How nice.
Just because of scale of difficulty.
But if we send it to you, you have to be traveling to use it. Okay, why it's called a travel mug.
I live in Murfreesboro, but I actually commute to another county over. Okay. I'm a school teacher, and I drive half an hour, and JJ and John take me to work in the morning.
Perfect.
And
wonderful.
And I listen to Exploring the Word on the way home, so I really enjoy AFR.
So she would put it to good use.
Yeah. Hey, Rebecca, I mean this in all sincerity. One of my favorite groups of people, educators. Thank you for what you do.
Amen.
Love teachers.
Thank you. I'm in my 25th year,
wonderful.
But, you know, in fairness, we also love ignoramuses. You know what I'm saying? I think God loves everybody.
Yeah.
You know, educators, ignoramuses, whatever the case may be.
I think I've had a few of them over
the last year. Hey, Rebecca,
not naming any names, though.
Rebecca, I got to throw this in here. So,
seriously,
first of the school year, a little ruckus in the back of the classroom. Teacher asked what was going on. A little boy said they're calling me the E word. She said, "What? They're calling me the E word." And so she says, "Well, come by and see me. Stop by my desk." And she settles everybody down. So she comes up to the desk. Now, what was that all about back there? "Teacher, they were calling me the E word." She's going through the Rolodex. And she said, "Which would be?" He said, "They were calling me ignorant."
Okay, here's the riddle, Rebecca, that you're going to answer. What has two heads, four eyes, six legs, and a tail?
A cowboy on a horse.
There
what?
You go.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, you need to do that again so I
can
listen,
here's the question.
The answer.
Here's the question. What has two heads?
Right. Horse and the rider.
Four eyes.
Yeah.
Six legs. And a tail.
And it's
I'm glad she didn't say one of her former students.
That's right. And he was an ignoramus.
So it's a cowboy riding his horse.
Wonderful.
Is fantastic.
Rebecca.
And Rebecca upholds the honor of teachers everywhere by knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
And she's going to have a travel mug to be able to drink going from county to county.
Duly noted. Thank
you,
Rebecca.
That's right. Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Make sure you don't hang up when we're done with you. We'll put you on hold. Okay. Go ahead. What's your question?
Okay. How do you make a Kleenex dance?
By putting a little boogie in it.
Very good.
Oh, JJ, how'd you know? You heard that one before, haven't you?
I have heard that. Yeah.
Rebecca, that's a good question. That's funny.
Very good.
Thanks, right. Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Good. Thank you again for what you do.
Thank you so much.
All right,
bless you all.
Going to put you on hold, Rebecca.
So back in the day, preachers, doctors, teachers, it was a calling. It wasn't just, I think I'll do this.
Right.
And I think it still is today.
Oh, sure.
Did we lose some callers?
We did. It looks like some dropped off.
Okay, if you were on with us and got cut off, our apologies. I don't know, probably something happened to our phone system. But anyway, people wait a long time to be on the program, then they get cut off accidentally, I guess, or maybe on purpose. Maybe our call screener did it on purpose.
You've already accused her of several things so far.
Only God knows her heart, right? Here's our phone number.
My word.
Here's our phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. American Family Radio. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. Back to the phones.
Yes, let's go to Illinois.
Oh, let's do it.
Let's do it. Lawrence is on the line. Lawrence, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I want to do both, and I'd like to answer one about the keys.
All right, question about the key.
Oh, the key question. Oh, my bad. That was a riddle.
Yes.
I was caught off guard there.
God knows your heart.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Ed. Thank you for not judging me.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right. Here's the question. Here's the riddle. What two keys can't open any door? Lawrence?
A monkey and a donkey.
A monkey and a donkey.
A monkey and a donkey.
All right, forget me all right, now, telling you the Florida keys.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking piano keys.
But. All right, now, Lawrence, you got a rabbi, a monkey, and a donkey in a bar. Okay? And the rabbi said, no, I'm just kidding.
I was wondering, I said,
where
wow,
I'm going with that
he
one?
He has pulled a J.J. Jasper. He has turned a question about a key into a joke.
A monkey and a donkey and a rabbi were sitting in a bar, and the rabbi said to the monkey.
But they were drinking non-alcoholic beverages.
Duly noted.
For all right.
Lawrence, what's your question for us?
Why is a skunk never poor?
Why is a skunk never poor?
He always has a scent.
There you go.
Oh, man. I'm just going to go back to my office if you guys just finish it. Where I can't answer your riddles. I can't answer riddles that the folks ask us when they call in.
JJ's just dunking over us. He's been doing that for an hour now. He's just been
tomahawking
on us. Huh? How you like that?
How do you like them monkeys?
Yeah.
From the top of the key.
Lawrence asked the question, and within a second and a half, JJ had it out. What was it?
Like interrupting cow, that knock-knock
what's the
joke.
The question was, Lawrence, why
is a skunk never poor?
And JJ said because he always has
a scent.
He always carries a scent with him.
Right. Wow. Always carries a scent with him.
Hey, Lawrence, have a wonderful weekend.
Brother.
Thank you for listening to AFR.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Wow. Shall we continue?
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also called
Learning University.
Yes, go on, my friend.
All right. Let's
carry on.
Let's go to Texas.
Let's
and
do it.
Sherry is on the line. Sherry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you. I've just found out that if you persevere, good things happen.
Yes, ma'am.
That is not always true on this show if you're trying to call in.
That's yet to be determined. But yes, Sherry, thanks for calling.
And thank you for your patience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
You listen to the Greenville station, right? Our station.
90.5.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, our tower's in Greenville on that one. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, that's about, what is that, 20 minutes from you, 30? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Geography is not why we're here necessarily. Sherry knows she's in Texas.
Yes.
That's really all that matters, right? Okay, go ahead. Question or answer or both?
Well, I was going to give one other answer for your key question. Turkey would have been another one you could have done.
Turkey.
Oh, nicely done.
Duly noted.
Good.
So if you want to make it three keys, there's three.
Good.
But I have a question for you.
Okay, go ahead, Sherry.
I was reading the Bible yesterday. I thought this would be a great question for Friday's Learning University. So I'm amazed I got on. But here's my question. Were the names of the pillars in Solomon's pillars in Solomon's temple named? They were on the outside. And if they were, what are those names? There are two.
Okay. Ask the question again.
All right. Think of Solomon's temple.
Yes.
Were the pillars named at the north and south end? And if they were, what were those names?
Okay. But you would have to look up into the sky and see that dipper.
The little dipper.
To determine whether you're in the south
because it points
or the north.
East.
To get your bearings,
yeah.
They were named, and boy, they were so ornately They had pomegranates and all these carvings, and they were massive, but I don't know what the names were, but they were named.
Ed?
No, I was going to say, just from the way she asked the
question. Bible school degree.
I know.
Anything right now.
It does not. Okay. I they were named. I just don't remember what they were. And I'm not making a joke about it either.
Okay, we don't know. Sherry, what's the answer?
The one is Jakin, and depending on what version you use, one way was spelling J-A-K-I-N, and the other one was Boaz, and I have a friend who has a son named Boaz, and I sent that to her. I said, did you know that was the name of one of the pillars in Solomon's Temple? So anyway, I just thought that was kind of neat to see.
I like that. That's some good trivia. Yeah, thank you for that,
Boaz,
Sherry, and great to hear
Boaz
somebody in the word.
Jakin? J-A.
Thank you, and thank you for what you do.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so Solomon's Temple, both ends had
Big pillars.
Pillars, and she's saying they were named, and it's mentioned in the Bible.
Jakin and Boaz.
Okay, did not know that. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's ask our questions for the last time today, fellas.
All right, I have two remaining. The modern expression "riches Croesus" refers to an actual wealthy person in the ancient world. Was that person a king, a queen, a general, or an artist?
I've heard people say that when they hit their thumb with a hammer.
What do they say? Riches Croesus?
Yes, I've heard that. Have you not heard people say that before?
I've heard some variations of that.
I've heard people around here. You'd be surprised.
Well.
Last one?
No, I've got another one.
Okay.
But I'm just waiting for Tim to stop, riffing on my question.
Continue on, Ed.
Second question. A shrewdness is the name for a group of what animals? A shrewdness is the name for a group of what animals? That's all I got.
Here's what I've got. First question, which amendment to the Constitution of the United States guarantees the right to a speedy trial? Second question. What's the common name for the foot ailment, also called varicose, and it's very, very common? Mm-hmm. Third question, what is the only nation that borders both Uruguay and Venezuela?
Mm. What now?
What is the only nation that borders both Uruguay and Venezuela? They're in South America.
But there is one.
Yes.
That does that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, only one.
All right.
You cracked me up.
But I am going to start using Riches Croesus.
Yes.
As a substitute for
I'll be John Brown.
Profanity.
That's what my dad used to say. My dad didn't cuss, but he would, if I did something stupid,
I'll be John Brown.
He would say, I'll be John Brown. Tim?
You knew you
were
did
in
what?
Trouble? You did what? Let me see that report card again.
I'll be John Brown. You knew you were in trouble.
Yeah. I'll be John Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he said that, a couple weeks grounding in there.
Somewhere.
Can't use the car. Something like that. All right. I'll be John. You didn't want to get an I'll be John Brown from my dad. All right. How did we get off on that? You were the one who asked me that question. And yet you're the one who say I delay the show by just bringing up stuff that don't really matter.
You know what? I can't even remember how I got
you
started.
You said you're going to start using...
Riches Croesus. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Ed, I wasn't judging you, brother.
God knows my heart.
We can pray together after the show. Okay. How do dog catchers get paid? That's my last trivia question.
I'm curious about
How do dog catchers get paid? Want to know the answer. All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right. Let's go to Missouri. Nevada,
show me state.
Nevada, Missouri. I've never heard of that. Rick is on the line. Rick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys.
Rick, are you very close to St. Genevieve, Missouri?
No, not too close to it. We're closer to Joplin.
Okay.
We're about an hour from Joplin.
Good area.
Joplin.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I just want to answer.
Which one you want to answer?
The dog catcher one.
All right, Rick, here's the riddle. How do dog catchers get paid, Rick?
By the pound?
By the pound.
Oh, nice.
By the pound. Way to go, Rick.
Nicely done.
By the pound.
I didn't even look that one up either.
That's good. If you don't have to look it up, you just come up with it. That's the best way. So the how do dog catchers get paid? Rick from Missouri answers it by the pound.
Clever.
By the way, Rick, you're from Nevada, yeah. Missouri? Is that right?
It's pronounced Nevada.
Nevada.
Nevada, pronounced Nevada.
I was born in Houston, Texas, Missouri.
Nothing confusing about that.
Wow. Wait, yeah. it's called Houston, Missouri. Texas is the name of the town?
It's Houston. The town is Houston. The county is Texas. And the state is Missouri.
And he gets mixed up mail to this day from that.
I don't even know if I'm a legal citizen, honestly. You know. But no,
he gets mail from the country of Chaz
of
it.
In 63, my dad was in the Army
at
Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. And the little town next to that is called Houston in Texas County in Missouri. So, there you go. Nobody cares about that, I know, but me. But I thought I would just add that little bit of family history.
That's good.
That
good
is. I didn't. I've known you a long time. I didn't know.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Houston, Texas, Missouri.
I've seen it on his tattoo, so I already kind of had a heads up when we were playing ball in the summertime when they did shirts.
I don't want to hear how you saw his tattoo, brother.
Hey, Rick. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
He didn't have a question for us.
No, he said just wanted to answer.
Okay. Thank you, Rick.
We got. Eight more minutes of brilliance.
All right, we go to.
Thank you for your honesty.
We go to Tennessee, and Teresa is on the line. Teresa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Teresa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing real good. Hey. How's y'all?
We're doing good, Teresa. Yeah. You got a famous citizen there from Adamsville. You want to tell the nation. The Walking Tall, what that guy's name was?
Yes, sir. It's Buford Pusser.
The hometown of Buford Pusser, that Walking
sure.
Tall
yes, sir.
Movie. That was a real person in a real town, Adamsville, Tennessee, near Selmer.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Teresa, ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Oh, I'm going to try both.
All right, which question you want to take a shot at?
I'd like to take a shot at the one about the foot.
Here's the question. What's the common name for the foot ailment, also called verrucus?
I'm going to guess and say athlete's foot.
That's very close. I mean, that's a good guess because it's that common, but that's not the right answer.
Okay.
I failed there.
You help the next person.
That's when you get itches like crazy, right?
Athlete's foot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, right. my question, I used to be a polar bear keeper in a zoo, and so I'm going to ask you a polar bear question.
Wait, I got to stop you right there,
yes.
Teresa. You just set an AFR radio record. You're the first polar bear keeper we've ever had on a call-in show, and the nearly 30-year history of AFR.
Teresa, you said it so nonchalantly.
Yeah.
You know, like, I used to be a polar bear keeper at the zoo.
Yeah,
so.
If you'd have said the first woman on the moon. I mean, it was just so casual. Yeah, nothing to see here, folks. Everybody and their brother's been a polar bear keeper. Wow, that's so interesting. Okay, sorry for interrupting you. Go ahead with your statement and your question.
All right. I would like to know, for you to tell me, what color is a polar bear?
You mean its skin?
They're actually...
I said what?
What color?
Yeah.
Oh. They're actually black.
Well, the skin is black, and the hair is actually clear.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Teammates. I didn't know the answer.
It looks
solid black.
It looks white because it reflects the sun. Right? The light.
Very much. Yes. Yes. You are correct.
Wait a minute.
You are correct.
So hair can be clear?
The hair is translucent. It's actually hollow, and it absorbs the rays of the sun and takes it to the black skin, which heats the animal to keep them from freezing to death. Yeah. But it actually works too well because they get so hot. In the cold weather that they actually overheat sometimes. And they have to get in the water to cool off or turn over, that sort of thing. But
Teresa?
But yeah.
I think you're overthinking this thing.
No, I know what she's talking about. I've seen somebody out there with their polar bear going around and around the block, and they said, "Hey, your polar bear is overheating out there."
Hey, well, you at the
you left your polar bear running.
What zoo were you at? Memphis or where?
No, sir, at Indianapolis.
Indianapolis,
wonderful.
Wow. Wow. So
yes,
now,
sir. When we opened the new zoo, I was originally a tour guide, and then I was eventually hired as a marine mammal keeper. And my main thing was polar bears, but I did help out with the whales and the dolphins and seals.
Wow.
Also,
do you have all of your extremities? Have you ever had any close?
I still do.
Have you ever had any close calls?
Yes, actually, I did. I did have a close call once because polar bears are very intelligent and they know where you can make a mistake. And if you make a mistake, it'll be your last one, that's for sure.
Well, tell us what happened. You've got me intrigued.
Well, actually, they can't do anything about now because I don't work there no more. But what I did was I was letting out one of the smaller bears, and I looked up, and one of the locks were not on the gate. And so I rushed over real quick and just slid the bar through the gate and through the lock. And so that was a very close call. I was very lucky.
Wow,
very much
the
so.
Lord was looking out for you for sure.
Well, oh, yes,
thank
definitely.
You so, thank you so much, Teresa. God bless
it was very,
you.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Well, thank you all. Y'all have a good day.
Uh-huh. Right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So interesting.
Yeah. All right, we go back to the phones. We go to Arkansas, and Bill is on the line. Bill, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, well, Bill. Thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do actually kind of do both. The ask will be a little bit different for you, but it'll be a challenge, I'm sure.
Okay. Which one you want to answer?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to do the one about the arms and legs and heads and things. Because it was related to a friend of mine that
it looked like that.
Boom! Hey, Bill, we're up against the clock. Right. This is going to have to be pretty quick.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to do the king. I give the answer.
All right, the modern expression "riches Croesus" refers to an actual wealthy person in the ancient world, and you say it was a king. That is absolutely correct.
Nicely done, Bill. Nicely done.
Now, had you heard that expression before?
Yes, I had, and when I heard this on, and this is the first time I've ever heard your show, and it's fabulous. I love you guys, and I'm listening out of Kennett, Missouri, I was thinking of creosote, and I know that's the tar that they put on on posts and things. But then I pulled out my history of trivia, and I don't remember much about him.
He was king of Lydia. Hey, listen, you're gonna have to do your challenge really quickly because we got to still give out the answers to our questions.
Yes, that's right. I'm from Paragould, a little town in northeast Arkansas. Paragould. We're the only Paragould in the whole world. The whole world. And,
Hey, Bill, I apologize.
So sorry.
I'm so sorry. We're going to have to let you go because we have to give the answers to our questions. We are up against the clock. So sorry, Bill. A shrewdness is the name for a group of apes. Apes.
Sixth Amendment guarantees the right to a speedy trial. Brazil borders Uruguay and Venezuela. Common name for the foot ailment of varicose. Is planter's warts.
Oh, okay. All right. And yours are all done, right, Tim?
Yeah. All right, folks. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio. We'll see you back here on Monday.